When a language becomes a world language, what happens to it and what happens to other languages as a consequence? There are no precedents because no language has ever been spoken by so many people in so many countries before. But several major trends can already be seen, and each of them is going to play a significant role in forming the new linguistic climate of the 21st century. However, before considering the case of English in greater detail, we should ask, is English going to continue in its present position, or is its global status likely to be challenged by other languages? History teaches us one thing. There are never grounds for complacency in considering a language's position. 1,000 years ago, the position of Latin would have seemed unassailable. Who knows what the position of any language will be in 1,000 years' time? Language status is intimately bound up with political, military, economic, and cultural power, and as these variables alter, so languages rise and fall. Futurologists do not find it difficult to envisage scenarios in which, for example, Arabic, Chinese, or Spanish becomes the next world language. Spanish is in fact the world's fastest growing mother tongue at present, but for the foreseeable future, it is unlikely that another language is going to replace English in its global role. The factors which brought English to its present position are still very largely in place. English has achieved a presence and momentum which will be extremely difficult to dislodge. People continue to learn English in increasing numbers all over the world. Whatever the attitude towards the cultures who use it, the value of the language as a functional tool is widely accepted. Even those who are most opposed to it find themselves having to use it, if only to achieve a broad audience for their opposition. There is no real sign of this position weakening within the first decade of the new millennium. English may be relatively stable in its world status, but it is certainly not stable in its linguistic character. Indeed, the language is currently changing more rapidly than at any time since the Renaissance. Several factors are involved, but the chief one is undoubtedly the change in the language's centre of gravity. It is a point often forgotten, especially by native speakers, that a language which has come to be spoken by so many people has ceased to be owned by any of its constituent communities. The total number of mother tongue speakers in the world, some 400 million, is actually falling as a proportion of world English users. Because of the differential in population growth between first language countries and those where English is a second or foreign language, 3 out of 4 English speakers are now non-native. All these users have a share in the future of English. Language is an immensely democratizing institution. To have learned a language is immediately to have rights in it. You may add to it, modify it, play with it, create in it, ignore bits of it as you will. And it is just as likely that the future course of English is going to be influenced by those who speak it as a second or foreign language as by those who speak it as a mother tongue. Fashions count in language, as anywhere else, and fashions are a function of numbers. It is perfectly possible for a linguistic fashion to be started by a group of language learners, or by those who speak a non-standard variety, which then catches on among mother tongue speakers. Rapping is a recent case in point.